请我们大家一起低头默祷。
Let's bow our head in silent prayer.
Amen. 奉主耶稣圣名开始我们早上的聚会，请我们一起唱诗137首。
In Lord Jesus' name, we begin our Sabbath morning service. Please sing hymn 137. Please be seated.
感谢主耶稣的恩典，常常保守我们在他的爱的关怀里头。
We thank the grace of Lord Jesus that we are kept in His love for always.
也感谢他常常允许我们能够生活在他所赐的平安里头。
And we also thank Lord Jesus for giving us the constant peace.
所以我们也恳求他继续的帮助我们。将它摆在我们生活的最重要，摆在我们生活的中心。
We ask Lord Jesus to continue to guide us so that we will place Him as the first priority of our life.
就好像在今天，我们将安息日分别出来。
Just like today, we have set apart the Holy Sabbath.
我们一起存着一个虔诚、喜乐的心在这里来敬拜。
And together we come with a joyful heart to worship God.
也愿他悦纳我们在这里的赞美跟敬拜。
And may Lord Jesus accept.And be pleased by our worship.
照着他的应许，将安息日所要赐给我们的福气充满在我们的当中。
And may He, according to His promise, fill us with the great blessings and grace of the Holy Sabbath.
我们现在一起跪下来，同心感谢祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.
今天早上我们要用保罗。一句勉励的话来做我们互相的查考。
This morning, we'd like to use an encouragement of Paul as our mutual encouragement.
请看《使徒行传》十三章。
Turn to Acts 13.
使徒行传十三章四十三节。
Acts 13, verse 43.
四十三节
43.
散会以后，犹太人和敬虔敬犹太教的人多有跟随保罗巴拿巴的，二人对他们讲道，劝他们务要恒久在神的恩中。
When the congregation was dismissed, many of the Jews and devout converts to Judaism followed Paul and Barnabas, who talked with them and urged them to continue in the grace of God.
这里说到有人他们很愿意来跟随保罗、巴拿巴，多听一些他们所讲的道理。
It records here that there were some people who were willing to speak more with Paul and Barnabas concerning the truth.
很可能这些人听了，他们就接受了。
And very possibly after they heard the message, they accepted it.
所以他们领受了救恩，他们接受了洗礼。
Therefore, they accepted the salvation and was baptized.
保罗呢，知道他在这个地方不会待很久。
And Paul understood that he was going to have a short stay in that place.
所以他给他们一个很重要的勉励，就是你们要很久在神的恩中。
So Paul gave them a very important encouragement, which is to continue in the grace of God.
那这是在这个地方是在哪里呢
？And where was this place exactly？
我们请看到十三章的十四节。
Turn to chapter 13, verse 14.
他们进了别家，往前行，来到比西底的安提阿，在安息日进会堂坐下。
From Perga, they went to Pisidian Antioch. On the Sabbath, they entered the synagogue and sat down.
这个地方是在今天的土耳其。
This is in the present-day Turkey.
在当时呢，是属于叫做加拉太省。
In those days, it was called the province of Galatia.
那当时的地名就是比西底的安提阿。
The name of that location is Pisidian Antioch.
那跟十三章一开始的那个在安提阿的教会中，这是不同样的名字，但是不一样的地点。
And even though this is Antioch, but it differs from the beginning of chapter 13.
这是保罗、巴拿巴他们奉差派往这个往西边去传福音。
And Paul and Barnabas were commissioned to preach the gospel toward the west.
那他们来到这里，他们先到当地有这个犹太人的会堂，所以他们在安息日就进了会堂里头。
When they came to this place, they discovered there were synagogues of the Jews. So on Sabbath, they entered.
所以从十六节一直到这个四十一节是保罗当时对他们的讲论。
From verse 16 to 41 is a recording of what Paul spoke to them.
这也是其中一段在《使徒行传》里头使徒他们的讲道词比较完整的一段。
And this is one of the more complete gospel messages of the apostles.
那当时的人他们听了之后，他们做如何的反应呢
？And how did the people react once they heard the message?
四十二节
，verse 42。
他们出会堂的时候，众人请他们到下安息日再讲这话给他们听。
As Paul and Barnabas were leaving the synagogue, the people invited them to speak further about these things on the next Sabbath.
这表示他们听了之后，有人很有兴趣甚至有人是很受感动。
This means after they spoke the message, people were interested and some were motivated, inspired.
那四十三节就讲到有些人就觉得等到下安息日太久了，所以他们就跟着保罗、巴拿巴继续听，要跟他们谈论。
And verse 43 says that there were some people who felt it was too long to wait until next Sabbath, so they followed Paul and Barnabas to discuss further.
那保罗在四十三节告诉他们要很久在神的恩中。
Paul says in verse 43 to continue in the grace of God.
讲到这个神的恩典，我们知道它包括着很多的层面。
We know the grace of God encompasses many levels.
在生活当中有平安，这是神的恩典。
It is the grace of God when we enjoy peace in our daily life.
在困难当中能够勇敢平静地去面对，这也是神的恩典。
It is also the grace of God when we are able to bravely face the challenges of our life.
在工作事业上得到神的祝福，非常的顺利成功，这也是神的恩典。
It is the grace of God when we enjoy a smooth career and prosperity in our business.
病痛当中得到神的医治，这是神的恩典。
It is the grace of God when we are healed from our sicknesses.
在病痛当中能够仍然靠主有平安有喜乐，这也是神的恩典。
It is the grace of God when we are able to enjoy still have peace while we are suffering through our physical illnesses.
所以我们常常说数算神的恩典，因为神的恩典包括了生活当中各个层面。
And we often say that we have to count our blessings because the grace of God really comes in many varieties.
那在这里保罗所谈到的神的恩典呢，比较特别是指着这个道理上的恩典。
The grace of God that Paul particularly mentions here refers to the pertains to the truth.
那其实这也是所有恩典的一个基础。
And of course, this is the foundation of all grace.
这个能够保守在真理里头，这个才是这是更重要的，是最大的恩典。
To be able to be preserved in the truth is considered to be of the greatest grace.
那到底这个在这里保罗所讲的这个真理的恩典是指着什么？
What exactly is the grace of truth that Paul refers to here?
在十三章的二十六节
，Chapter 13, verse 26，
这里有一句话说，这个是救世的道啊，来传给我们。
It says that this is the message of salvation preached to us.
就是能够拯救我们的啊，拯救我们的信息。
It means it's a message that can bring us to salvation.
当时的犹太人他们啊，深深的感觉到他们需要被拯救。
The Jews at the time were truly convinced that they needed to be saved.
所以他们在等待着这个弥赛亚救世主的来到。
And they were waiting for the arrival of the Messiah, which is their savior.
那其实不但犹太人需要被拯救，所有的世人都需要被拯救。
And in fact, it was not just the Jews who needed salvation, but all people.
那到底如何才能够被拯救呢？
And how do we go about entering into salvation?
我们请再看到这个三十八节
，Verse 38。
所以弟兄们，你们当晓得赦罪的道是由这人传给你们的。
Therefore, my brothers, I want you to know that through Jesus, the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you.
所谓救世的道啊，也就是这个赦罪的道。
The grace of salvation really refers to the forgiveness of sins.
这在告诉我们说，人最重要需要去解决的一个问题，就是对神的亏欠对神的罪。
This tells us that the greatest hurdle facing between man and God is the issue of sin.
要解决人的问题，这是一个最根本的问题。
And this is the root of all problems.
那这个借着主耶稣将这赦罪的道要来赏赐给我们。
And through Jesus Christ, this forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to us.
那保罗、巴拿巴他们所传讲的就是这个赦罪的道。
And what the message that Paul and Barnabas spoke about is the forgiveness of sins.
这就是保罗所说的神的恩典。
And this is exactly what Paul refers to the grace of God.
那这个真理的领受是一次来领受。
The truth is received all at once.
那就要不要再离开这个真理，不再离开这个恩典。
And once we receive it, we should no longer depart from it.
那保罗之所以会这样勉励，就是有人可能会离开了真理，离开了这个神的恩典。
From Paul's message, we can infer that there are some people who will fall away and become astray.
这有些事情你把它丢掉了或离开了并不是造成很大的影响。
There are certain things in life, if you were to toss them away, it really doesn't matter to us.
但是这个真理是不能够是不能够离开的。
The truth is something that is very essential to us, and we cannot stray from it.
因为它是借着主耶稣而来赐给我们，而来成全的。
For this is something that was completed by Lord Jesus.
那我们也是靠着主耶稣的恩典而来领受的。
It is through Jesus Christ that we accept this grace.
那到底这个为什么这个恩典这么重要
？Why is it that this grace is so important?
请看《生命记》第六章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
生命记六章二十五节。
Deuteronomy 6 verse 25.
二十五节，我们若照主我们神所吩咐的一切诫命，谨守遵行，这就是我们的义了。
If we are careful to obey all this law before the Lord our God, as He has commanded us, that will be our righteousness.
人一个很大的问题就是人在神面前有罪。
A very fundamental problem we have before God is that we have sins.
所以人在神的面前是不义的。
Therefore, before God, we are considered unrighteous.
那人必须要在神的面前成为义。
And we must become righteous before God.
哦，这个是最基本、最重要的事情。
This is the most fundamental, most critical issue.
哦，那在这个旧约时代啊，他们明白这样的一个事情。
And even in the Old Testament time, they already realized this truth.
哦，如果要在神的面前是义的，他们必须要这个啊。照着神所吩咐的一切诫命来谨守遵行。
If they wish to become righteous before God, then they have to obey God's commands fully.
哦，那在这两千多年以来啊，这些以色列人呐、啊，经过这么长久的经历里头啊，他们没有办法做到。
And after 2,000 years of journey, the Jews have not been able to do just that.
哦，那这告诉我们所有的人一个事实。
This is a fact that points out to us.
哦，人需要靠着神的怜悯跟恩典，没有办法靠着人自己。
As human beings, we cannot rely upon our human power, but rather we need to rely upon the grace of God.
哦，所以需要由主耶稣来到这个世界上来成全这个救恩。
And it is necessary for Lord Jesus Christ to come into this world in order to fulfill this salvation.
照着他所赐给我们的信心来领受这个赦罪的恩典，领受这个救恩。
According to the faith that he has given to us, we can accept this grace and salvation.
哦，那就不要再离开这个真理。
Once accepted, we should no longer stray from it.
哦，就好像主耶稣所说的，这个葡萄树的枝子要连在树干上。
Just as Lord Jesus said that the branches must be connected.To the vine.
哦，所以我们看到保罗他不但看重传福音，让人领受救恩。
So we see that Paul not only emphasized preaching the gospel and allowing people to accept salvation.
哦，在他也很要紧，人们要继续保守在真理里头。
And he also stressed that people maintain in the truth.
哦，就好像主耶稣所说的，那个葡萄树的枝子如果离开了树干。他还是孤干了，还是死了。
Just as the Lord Jesus said, if a branch were to be cut off from the vine, then it will wither and die.
哦，所以今天对我们来讲，恒久在神的恩中，同样是那么的重要。
So for us today, to remain constantly in the grace of God is very essential.
那我们如何能够恒久在神的恩中呢？
And how do we achieve that?
既然这是使徒他们的勉励，所以使徒可以成为我们一个很好的榜样。
Since this is an encouragement by the apostles, so the apostles themselves are role models for us.
哦，第一个，我们要切实的认识主耶稣。
First of all, we need to have a deep, clear understanding of Jesus Christ.
请看《使徒行传》13:27。
Acts 13:27。
27节，耶路撒冷居住的人和他们的官长，因为不认识基督，也不明白每安息日所读众先知的书，就把基督定了死罪。正应验了先知的预言。
The people of Jerusalem and their rulers did not recognize Jesus, yet in condemning him, they fulfilled the words of the prophecies that are read every Sabbath.
这里所提到的耶路撒冷的这些官长啊，其实他们就是很迫切在等待救主弥赛亚的人。
The rulers of Jerusalem were in fact urgently longing for the coming of the Messiah.
但是他们的救主来到了，他们却不认识他。
But when their Savior came, they did not recognize him.
就好像保罗他曾经也是这样子的人。
Just like Paul once was a person of such attitude.
那不认识就没有办法去领受。去相信主耶稣，领受他的救恩。
Because they cannot recognize him as the Lord, therefore they cannot accept the message nor the salvation.
哦，那如何才能够切实的认识主耶稣呢
？So what can we do in order to truly recognize that Jesus Christ is God?
请看32节。
Turn to verse 32.
我们也报好信息给你们，就是那应许祖宗的话。
We tell you the good news.What God promised our fathers.
这个保罗啊，在认识了主耶稣之后啊，他来传讲主耶稣是基督的这个好消息。
Once Paul recognized that Jesus Christ is God, he preached this good news.
33节。
33.
神已经向我们这做儿女的应验，叫耶稣复活了，正如诗篇第二篇上所记着，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
He has fulfilled for us, their children, by raising up Jesus, as it is written in the second Psalm, You are my son, today I have become your father.
哦，所以对那些在听保罗讲道的人，保罗这样告诉他们。
So for the people who were listening to the message of Paul, Paul stated.
传讲耶稣救人的福音。
He's told them about the message of Jesus Christ as the salvation.
那这些人在那边听保罗讲，在那边查考学习。
And these people were listening to Paul's message and studying.
所以后来就有一些人呢，他们就认识，就明白了这个救世之道。
And some of them were able to recognize that this indeed was the truth of salvation.
所以今天我们听到这个学习道理、查考道理，这个一直是需要的。
So it's very critical that we continue to listen and study the truth.
那像保罗所说的说，要真正的知道主耶稣。
And just as Paul says that we need to have a clear understanding of the Lord Jesus.
请看以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians 1.
以弗所书第一章十七节。
Ephesians 1 verse 17.
新约圣经269页。以弗所书第一章十七节。
Ephesians 1 verse 17.
十七节，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那世人智慧启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better.
这里说能够更认识他，真正的认识他。
It says here that we may know him better, have a better understanding.
这样我们才能够很久在神的恩中。
Only in this way can we remain under the grace of God.
而这件事情又跟圣灵的感动运行有关系。
And this is very related to the inspiration by the Holy Spirit.
所以祷告、学习道理，这个是分不开的事情。
Therefore, prayer and studying of the truth are inseparable.
我们不能够只是很喜欢查考道理，但是不祷告。
We cannot behave in such a way where we love to study the truth but don't pray.
那我们祷告了，我们也要去学习道理。
And also, after we pray, we also need to study the truth.
这样我们才能够真知道主耶稣。
Only then will we completely have a complete understanding of Jesus Christ.
这样我们才能够像这些使徒，他们是深深的相信，将一切能够交托给主。
Only then can we become just like the apostles, and trusting everything unto the Lord.
对当保罗他们那个时代的犹太人来讲，重点就是认识主耶稣。
For the Jews in the apostolic period, their main point is to come recognize Jesus Christ as God.
对我们今天来讲，我们要再进一步的去认识主耶稣的身体。
But for us today, we need to take one step further by understanding what is the body of Christ.
在以弗所书里头所讲的主耶稣的身体就是教会。
What's mentioned in Ephesians, the body of Christ refers to the church itself.
那说身体只有一个。
Since there is only one body.
所以对我们今天来讲，要认识主耶稣，也要认识主耶稣的身体。
So in order to recognize and understand Jesus, we also need to understand his body.
所以我们要对我们真耶稣教会要有认识。
And therefore, we need to have a clear understanding of true Jesus Church.
因为教会是耶稣的身体。
For the church is the body of Christ.
所以今天我们谈到切实的认识主耶稣，包括着对教会的认识。
So today, when we mention the clear understanding of Jesus Christ, it also encompasses the church understanding as well.
那我们要郑重我们所领受的领受的真理。
So we have to treasure the truth that we accept.
否则的话像希伯来书的作者或说会从这个神的恩典当中来流失了。
Otherwise, just as the author of Hebrews says, we will stray away from this truth.
我们如何很久的在神的恩中呢？
How do we continue under the grace of God?
请看回使徒行传十三章。使徒行传十三章五十二节。
Acts 13 verse 52.
五十二节，门徒满心喜乐，又被圣灵充满。
And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit.
其实这是这个保罗、巴拿巴他们受到逼迫。
And actually, at this time, Paul and Barnabas were severely persecuted.
那他们甚至被逼迫、被赶出他们传福音的那个地方。
And they were even driven out from that region.And prevented from preaching.
应该是会觉得很挫折，很灰心。
And if it was, we'll probably feel frustrated.
但是这里说他们是满心的喜乐。
But it mentions here that they were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit.
啊，他们还是很久的在神的恩中。
But we can see that they continue in the grace of God.
他们没有去怀疑他们所传的道理。
They did not doubt the truth that they were preaching.
啊，所以他们也不会离开他们所传的道理。
And therefore, they will not detract or fall away from the truth they preach.
啊，所以他们还是坚持的。这个主耶稣所交代他们赦罪的道理。
And they persevere in the truth of forgiveness of sins that Lord Jesus taught them.
为什么在这种逼迫挫折里头，他们会仍然充满着喜乐？
Why is it that under such persecution and frustration, they were still filled with joy?
就是他们在这个道理上是不断的在长进。
It is because they continue to grow in the truth.
所以他们能够看得清楚什么是真正的价值。
Therefore, they can recognize what is the real value.
他们能够真正的去明白，如果需要为主耶稣受苦的话，能够为主受苦，这也是一件值得感谢、可以喜乐的事情。
And they also recognize the fact that they are worthy to suffer for Christ, and it's something that they accepted with great joy.
那其实这就是这些使徒们他们在道理上长进所表现出来的一个表现。
And this is really a reflection of the disciples' understanding of the truth.
在耶稣被抓的时候
，When Lord Jesus Christ was arrested，
这些门徒他们是四散的。
And these disciples were scattered.
那时候他们还没有遭受到这个直接的逼迫。
At that time, they did not receive any direct persecution.
因为所抓的人是抓主耶稣，不是抓他们。
For it was Jesus who was arrested, not them.
但是他们已经害怕四散了。
But they had become so frightened that they scattered.
但是现在他们是直接受到逼迫。
But now they are the ones who receive the direct persecution.
但是他们不再像以前那样胆怯逃避。
But they are no longer, as before, running away in fear.
因为他们已经在这恩惠的道理上面有所长进。
This is because they have grown in the truth.
我们请看《使徒行传》第五章。
Acts chapter 5。
《使徒行传》五章四十节。
Acts 5 verse 40。
公会的人听从了他，便叫使徒来，把他们打了，又吩咐他们不可奉耶稣的名传道，把他们释放了。
His speech persuaded them. They called the apostles in and had them flogged. Then they ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus and let them go.
本来人们这个公会的人是想要把彼得、约翰把他们杀了。
The Sanhedrins were intent on killing Peter and John.
但是后来听了这个其中一个有名望的人，就是加玛列的劝告所以没有做这件事情。
But after they heard the remark from Gamaliel, who was very influential, they did not kill them.
但是呢也是刑罚了他们，而且恐吓他们不准再传耶稣的道。
But they still punished them and also threatened them not to preach in the name of Jesus.
41节
Verse 41.
他们离开公会，心里欢喜，因为算是配为这名受辱。
The apostles left the Sanhedrin, rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name.
他们不但认识耶稣基督是救主
，They not only recognize that Jesus Christ is the Savior.
他们也在这个道理上面有所长进
，But they have also grown in the truth.
所以在这种遭受到阻挡的环境里头，他们不害怕，心中仍然有喜乐。
Therefore, under such adverse situation, they were unafraid and they continued bravely to preach the message.
所以虽然信仰的环境是恶劣的，但是他们不会动摇。
So therefore, in spite of the harsh environment, but their faith remained unshaken.
而且他们还是努力的来做一个好好的做一个基督徒。
And they continue to be exemplary Christians.
所以他们实在在生活当中发出基督的香气来。
We can see that in their daily life, they shed the aroma of Christ.
有主耶稣基督的这些美好的这些个性。
And they exemplify all the fine qualities of Jesus Christ.
带着主耶稣所赐给他们的能力。
And they carry with them the power given by Jesus.
无论是对相信的人、不相信的人，总是带给人一个很深的、很正面的。 的感动跟印象。
Whether to the believers or unbelievers, they impress upon them that they are messengers of Christ.
哦，好像公会的这些人，他们是不相信。
And even though, for instance, these Sanhedrin people did not believe.
哦，但是他们也实在是必须承认，这些人身上带着一些他们所不明白的能力。
But they cannot deny that these group of people indeed had certain power with them.
他们知道耶稣的这些门徒来自于这个加利利的地方，是捕鱼的人。
They knew that these disciples were once fishermen from Galilee.
那以他们来看，这是无邪的小民。
So for them, these people were uneducated, illiterate people.
但他们今天怎么会有这样的胆量？有这样的口才呢？
So how could they possibly have this kind of courage and eloquence?
这个就是基督的香气。
This is due to the aroma of Christ.
那这些人在被逼迫的当中，他们没有这种怨恨的存在。
And while these people were persecuted, they did not harbor any grudge.
他们将主耶稣的教训实行出来。
Instead, they were able to exercise and practice the lessons of Christ.
他们也常常为这些逼迫他们的人来祷告。
And they often pray for the persecutors.
就是他们在一起的生活里头，也实在是展现出基督的香气来。
And as they live with one another, they also show the aroma of Christ.
这些在道理上在有长进的人，他们也不断去劝勉这些去勉励这些刚信的人。
And for these people who are constantly growing and maturing in their truth, they also encourage others to do the same.
在道理上面要长进。
And to mature in the truth.
将主耶稣的教训在生活当中实行出来。
And to practice the teachings of Christ in our daily life.
请看以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians 4.
以弗所书第四章第一节。
Ephesians 4, verse 1.
第一节，我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当以蒙召的恩相称。
As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
被拣选，这就是一个极大的恩典。
To be called is considered a great grace.
那拣选的目的之一不但让我们得永生，更是要让我们将耶稣来活在人的面前。
And one of the purpose for being called is to really live out the life of Christ.
第二节
，verse two.
所以凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love.
第三节
，verse three.
用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
这不但是对待周遭的人，也是已经信主的弟兄姐妹他们在一起所过的生活。
So this is a lifestyle not just toward the unbelievers, but also amongst the believers.
虽然来自不同的背景，甚至种族，但是在圣灵里头是合一的。
And even though they come from various backgrounds and from different races, but still in the spirit they are one.
这个就是一个见证。
This is a testimony.
这就是在道理上长进。
And this is a sign of being mature in the truth.
所以他们很久在神的恩中。
Therefore, they were able to remain in the constant grace of God.
请再看回《使徒行传》十三章。
Come back to Acts 13.
使徒行传十三章四十五节。
Acts 13 verse 45.
但犹太人看见这样多，就满心嫉妒，应驳保罗所说的话，并且毁谤。
When the Jews saw the crowds, they were filled with jealousy and talked abusively against what Paul was saying.
当时他们相约说，下安息日，请你们再来讲道给我们听。
Previously, they had requested Paul to come and state the message once again.
那相信在这个一个星期的当中，那第一次听见的人，他们又去告诉别人说，下个安息日你一定要来。
And you can picture that the people who first heard the message probably spread the word and invited others to come next Sabbath.
结果这些犹太人看见人这样多，结果他们心里就生出这个嫉妒来。
And when the Jews saw the crowd, They were filled with jealousy.
啊，所以呢，他们就啊来来逼啊来逼迫这个保罗跟巴拿巴。
And they began to persecute Paul and Barnabas.
五十节
，verse 50。
但犹太人挑唆啊虔诚尊贵的妇女和城内有名望的人，逼迫保罗、巴拿巴将他们赶出境外。
But the Jews incited the God-fearing women of high standing and the leading men of the city. They stir up persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expel them from their region.
这保罗、巴拿巴他们之所以能够站啊很久在神的恩中啊，这里我们看到说他们已经爱主耶稣胜过一切。
The reason why Paul and Barnabas was able to remain in the grace of God is because their love for Christ has exceeded beyond everything else.
如果以保罗来讲，他本来是逼迫这些信耶稣的。
For Paul himself, he originally was a persecutor of Christians.
哦，但是他现在却是为了主耶稣来受逼迫。
But now the table turned, he suffered and he was persecuted for the sake of Christ.
哦，这个改变呢、啊？代表着他真的是站在神的恩中。
This transformation really shows to us that he is standing in the truth of God.
他领受了那个真理，他不离开那个真理。
For he accepted the truth and he did not stray from it.
哦，今天我们如果要很久在神的恩中，我们也要爱主耶稣胜过一切。
If we really wish to remain under the grace of God, then our love for God needs to exceed beyond others.
哦，那其实我们人的倾向啊，是这个容易。爱自己，爱眼前，胜过一切。
But as human tendency, it's usually we love ourselves and love the present more than anything else.
啊，眼前所看到，很容易看到的啊，是我们的利益、我们的面子、我们的荣耀。
What's before us, our benefit, our interest, our honor.
哦，所以其实要让一个人不站在神的恩典当中啊，其实是一直存在的一个挑战。
So, the danger of taking a person away from the grace of God is always there. It's facing us every day.
我们请看一个例子，《约翰福音》十二章。
Let's turn to an example in John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章四十二节。
John 12 verse 42.
虽然如此，官长中有啊，却有好些信啊。信耶稣的，只因法利赛人的缘故，就不承认，恐怕被赶出会堂。
Yet at the same time, many even among the leaders believed in him, but because of the Pharisees, they would not confess their faith for fear they would be put out of the synagogue.
四十三节，这是因为他们爱人的荣耀过于爱神的荣耀。
For they love praise from men more than praise from God.
这里提到这个。有一些官长啊，他们听了耶稣的讲论啊，他们其实内心里头是相信的。
It says here that some of the leaders, once they heard the message of Christ, they in their heart they believed the message.
但是他们不敢公开的承认。
But they dare not openly confess of their faith.
有两个原因。
Two major reasons.
第一个，恐怕被赶出会堂。
Number one, they were afraid of being put out of the synagogue.
这个犹太会堂指着犹太社会。
The synagogue is symbolic of the Jewish society.
恐怕被这个社会来把他们摒弃掉。
And they were afraid that they would become social outcasts.
如果被这个犹太社会所摒弃了，那么他们也就失去了在犹太社会里头原来所拥有的荣耀。
And once they become outcasts, then they would also lose the honor that they had previously enjoyed.
所以人真的是很容易看重眼前的利益，眼前的荣耀。
So it's a reality that people really pays more attention to the current interest and what's the glory presented therein.
那当然这些人只是刚听见主耶稣的信息。
And of course, for these people, they have just heard the message of Christ.
他们还没有在道理上长进。
They haven't given the chance to grow in the truth.
所以他们也还不能够爱主耶稣胜过一切。
So they cannot possibly love Jesus Christ surpassing others.
所以今天我们要很久在神的恩中，我们在道理上真的是要啊，要常常很用心的去学习长进。
And so. If we wish to remain under the grace of God, then we need to mature and grow in the truth.
那我们也，今天我们没有过去他们的那一种逼迫。
Nowadays, we don't have any kind of persecution, anything similar to what they experienced back then.
啊，但是今天我们是生活在人群里头，啊，总是会有人与人之间的这种互动。
But today we live amongst people and there are interactions.
啊，我们不要因为人而跌倒，而来失去了这个神的恩典。
We should not be stumbled because of our human interactions and lose this grace of God.
啊，因为人与人相处的当中，也常常关联到我们的利益、我们的面子、我们的荣耀。
Because our social interactions quite often will result in our self-interest and our glories.
请再看回《使徒行传》十三章。
Acts 13.
使徒行传十三章五十二节。
Acts 13 verse 52.
如何能够很久在神的恩中？
How can we remain under the grace of God?
五十二节说，门徒满心喜乐，又被圣灵充满。
The disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit.
这个常常祷告被圣灵充满是非常的重要。
It's very critical that we pray often and be filled with the Holy Spirit always.
我们需要不断有圣灵来运行、来感动在我们的生活里头。
We need the Holy Spirit to continue to move in our life and to motivate us.
当我们祷告，我们念哈利路亚，或我们讲灵言。
In our prayer, we say hallelujah, or we pray in tongue.
从人的层面来看呢，这个好像是这么简单，甚至觉得是好像一件没有意义的事情。
From a physical level, it seems like it's such a simple task, and also appears to be meaningless.
但是神的伟大常常就在这看来简单容易的事情里头来成全。
But the greatness of God is that.His purpose will be fulfilled in something that human consider to be simple and meaningless.
使徒时代像保罗他们也都是这个有学问有知识的人。
In the apostolic period, even Paul himself was a very well-educated person.
如果这样的祷告是一个只是一个这么简单甚至无意义的事情啊，他们不会在圣经里头不断的勉励我们要这样子来祷告。
If prayer is such a simple and insignificant matter, then the disciples would not emphasize over and over again, that we need to pray often.
实在是他们在这个看来很简单的事情里头，他们体验了神的恩典，这个神的作为，神的奥秘。
The fact is, from this simple matter of prayer, they were able to experience the mystery and the awesome power of God.
那神的作为常常也不是人用理智所能够去解释、去描述的。
The way God operates is often beyond our human understanding.
我们请看彼得前书第一章。
Turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书第一章第八节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 8.
第八节。你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他；如今虽不得看见，却因信他有说不出来、满有荣光的大喜乐。
Though you have not seen him, you love him; and even though you do not see him now, you believe in him, and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy.
这里彼得他讲到那个最后一句话说：“有说不出来、满有荣光的大喜乐。”
Peter mentions that filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy.
这彼得他本身他也实在说不出来为什么我们有这么大的喜乐而且是充满着荣耀的喜乐
Even Peter himself is not able to fully communicate why they are filled with such great joy
所以外人更是不明白
So for an outsider to understand this it's even less of a possibility
有时候我们的同事真的会很惊讶说你这个人怎么这么平静，这么喜乐
？And sometimes our colleagues will be surprised. How come we can be so calm and peaceful?
我们赚的薪水跟他一样。
We earn the same level of salary.
我们所住的环境跟他一样，跟他们一样。
And we live in the same neighborhood.
但是为什么你能够拥有这一份我所没有的
？But how come we are able to possess a certain quality that they cannot?
其实你要从理性、从人的层面来看，你真的说不上来。
And from a rational perspective, you can't really pinpoint the reason.
那原因就是因为我们有这个好的信仰。
And the reason is because we have this fine faith.
啊，因为我们啊很实在的，就这么简单的照着主耶稣给我们的教训，我们在实行。
Because we just do simply follow according to the commandments of Jesus Christ.
所以真的我们在生活当中就常常体验到那个超过我们所求所想的。
When we do this, then we will be able to experience something that's really beyond what we had expected.
就好像使徒们，他们被圣灵充满。
Just like the apostles, they were filled by the Holy Spirit.
那你被鞭打的，为什么你还喜乐？
They were flogged by whips, and how can they still be enjoyed?
你遇到的挫折，为什么你还这么镇静，还这么平静
？They were frustrated. How come they can remain calm and peaceful?
这个真的你。真的人是没有办法去形容他的。
And this really is beyond human reasoning.
但是确实的被我们所拥有这一份的恩典福气。
But indeed, this is the grace that God has given us.
所以我们照着保罗给我们的勉励，我们立志恒久在神的恩中。
So let's follow according to Paul's encouragement to remain in the grace of God.
我们也祈求主耶稣保守我们。恒久在他的恩中。
We also ask Lord Jesus to help us to remain in His grace.
不离开道理，就不会离开主耶稣。
If we do not fall away from the truth, then we will not stray from Jesus.
没有离开道理，我们就不会离开主耶稣的爱。
As long as we don't stray from the truth, then we will not stray from the love of Christ.
信仰不是完全不会有困难的。
When we have this faith, it doesn't mean that we will be trouble-free.
就好像当时的使徒，他们是生活在这些犹太官长的这种嫉妒逼迫里头。
Just like the apostles at the time, they lived under the persecution and the jealousy of the rulers.
他们能够克服，能够恒久在神的恩中。
They were able to overcome and remain in the grace of God.
今天我们面对不一样的挑战，但是我们也相信我们能够恒久在神的恩中。
Today we face a different set of challenges, but we believe that we can also remain in the grace of God.
这些使徒他们有一些很好的信仰的习惯。
These apostles they have some very excellent faith.
今天我们也需要来养成这些好的信仰的习惯。
And we too have to follow them to develop this excellent faith.
因为我们真的愿意恒久在神的恩中。
For we truly desire to remain in the grace of God.
唱诗138首
Singing 138
在我们的周遭还有许许多多的人他们还没有进入神的恩中。
In our surrounding, there are still many others who have not entered into God.
所以我们常常为这些还没有在神恩中的人来祷告。
So we pray for the people around us who still have not entered into the grace of God.
求主耶稣不断地来打开这个救恩的门。
We ask Lord Jesus to continue to open this door to salvation.
那我们已经在神恩中的人，我们也求主耶稣帮助我们的立志让我们恒久在神的恩中。
As for those of us who are already in the grace of God, we ask God to help us, give us a determination to remain in Him.
那我们现在一起来做结束的祷告。
And let's make our concluding prayer.
要接受按手帮助祷告的，可以到前面来。
If you wish to receive the laying of hand during the prayer, please come forward.
我们一起同心祷告。
So pray.